From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's former Vice President Joyce Mujuru commented on Friday about President Robert Mugabe's decades-long grip on power.
He has been in the seat for too long, and it's like the office was part of his life. It was like a culture. So to him, it's a huge surprise.
Mugabe emerged for the first time Friday from military-imposed house arrest, presiding at a university graduation ceremony in a fragile show of normalcy, even as former loyalists across the country demanded his resignation. Demonstrations calling for Mugabe's resignation are expected to take place Saturday in Harare. At least 20 internally displaced persons were killed by a car bomb Friday in Syria, an attack that's been blamed by many on Islamic State. Steve Barragona has more.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitor put the death toll at 26, adding 12 of the victims were children. Syrian state broadcaster Sana said that 30 others were injured at a site where displaced families were relocated in eastern Syria near the city of Deir el-Zor.
According to UN figures, 6.3 million Syrians are internally displaced as the country's civil war continues for the seventh year. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he was heading to the airport in Saudi Arabia, where he's expected to leave for France. It's been 2 weeks since he declared his resignation from Saudi Arabia and sparked speculation that he was forced to do so. In a series of tweets, Hariri dismissed as rumors and lies reports he was detained or prevented from leaving. This is VOA News. Scarlett Vitanovich reports that Saudi authorities are striking agreements with some of those detained in an anti-corruption crackdown, asking them to hand over assets and cash in return for their freedom.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since dozens of Saudi Arabia's elite were detained in an anti-graft purge, part of a ruthless transformation of the kingdom by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Now, sources say authorities are striking deals. One businessman agreed to tens of millions of Saudi riyals being withdrawn from his bank account. Another former senior official signed away ownership of 4 billion riyals, or more than $1 billion worth of shares. A newly formed anti-corruption committee was created by royal decree and is chaired by 32-year-old Prince Mohammed. It has the power to use, quote, whatever measures are deemed necessary to seize companies, funds and other assets. But many analysts say the goal of this purge goes beyond corruption and is aimed at removing any potential opposition to the young prince as he pushes a controversial reform agenda. Saudi authorities have pledged fair justice to those detained.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. A Belgian judge made no ruling on Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for ousted Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor explained why.
At the hearing of the Brussels Chamber of Council held today, a decision was made to postpone the proceedings to the 4th of December. In order to allow a continuance of the proceedings. This decision was made to ensure that all parties involved can prepare and clarify their position regarding the execution of the European arrest warrants.
Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge, claiming they would not get a fair trial. Friday's court appearance was the first hearing in what could become a protracted courtroom battle, with both sides expected to appeal the outcome. Russia has again vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. Japan had put forward a resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who is behind chemical weapons attacks in Syria by 30 days to allow time for negotiations on a wider compromise. North Korea said Friday it would not hold talks with the U.S. or South Korea on its nuclear weapons programs as long as the two countries continue to hold joint military exercises. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.